Job chapter 36. Elihu continued and said, "Be a little more patient with me, and I will show you, for I have something further to say on God's behalf. I will bring my knowledge from far away, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. God is mighty, and does not despise anyone. He is mighty with resoluteness of heart. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but gives justice to the afflicted. He does not take his eyes off the righteous, but he seats them on the throne with kings, and exalts them forever. If they are bound in chains and caught in the cords of affliction, then he exposes to them what they have done, and their transgressions that they arrogantly committed. He opens their ears to instruction, and commands that they must turn from evil. If they listen and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. But if they refuse to listen, they will perish by the sword and die without knowledge. The godless in heart maintain anger. They do not cry for help when he chains them. They die in their youth, and their life ends among the male shrine prostitutes. He delivers the afflicted by means of their affliction, and opens their ear by their suffering. He has allured you away from distress into a wide open place, where there are no restrictions, and that which is set on your table is delicious food. But you are obsessed about the judgment of the wicked, while judgment and justice have taken hold of you. Be careful you are not seduced by wealth, or let the size of the bribe turn you aside. Did your wealth keep you from distress, even with all your mighty effort? Do not long for the night when people are cut off from their place. Be careful, do not turn to evil, for because of this you have been tested by affliction. Look, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed his way for him? Who can say to him, 'You have done wrong'? Remember to admire his work, that which people sing praise about. Everyone has seen it. Humanity watches from far off. Certainly God is great, and we do not know him. The number of his years are unsearchable. For he draws up the drops of water, which then distills into rain from its mist, which the skies pour down and drop abundantly on humanity. Yes, can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thunderings of his pavilion? Look at how he scatters his lightning around him, and he covers the depths of the sea, for by these he judges the peoples. He gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with the lightning and orders it to strike its target. His thunder proclaims the approaching storm, even the cattle concerning its coming."